This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Past the hour, you have found yourself on the 18th of December, Monday, celebrating a week ahead of what actually will be Christmas Day. So, Merry Christmas, Jennifer. Merry Christmas, Victoria. Merry Christmas, Kara. Hooray.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. This is kind of Christmas week for us. Let's get started with what's trending, Victoria. What do we have happening that people are talking about that sort of make it into your noodle?
Well, it was a big TV night, so of course everyone wanted to see A Christmas Story Live, which is the famous movie Ralphie and Randy and the Red Ryder BB gun, so everyone wanted to see how that would be pulled off live, and apparently a lot of people really liked it. According to most social media posts, people thought that it was a really cool rendition. It had a great cast, and so I think they'll probably continue to do those live musical events because they just keep, they're great for ratings.
Hasn't that become a tradition? At Christmas time the last, what, 4, 5, 6 years on NBC?
Mm-hmm.
I think it started off with The Sound of Music, right?
It did, and then Fox got into the mix. It was NBC for a couple of years, and then Fox decided to join in. The Christmas Story, I'm intrigued by the idea of doing these live performances, but I cannot, there's something about this movie I don't like.
I'm with you.
And I don't
I'm so with you. I think it's a generational thing. I think we're just, like, my parents like it, and I just don't kind of get it. I don't know. There's something weird about it to me that just...
There's a law anyway that you're not supposed to like what your parents like, right?
I guess.
Isn't there a law?
All right, what else?
Yeah, what else was on?
Also, Jen, this will be in your wheelhouse. So the WWE clash last night, that was apparently Jinder Mahal and AJ Styles faced off for the WWE Championship. That is still trending on Twitter from last night.
Merry Christmas!
Watching WWE.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that's kind of interesting, Colin Kaepernick is trending, and not for a reason that we normally think of with Colin Kaepernick. It turns out P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, whatever his name is this week, he says that he wants to buy the Carolina Panthers just for the sole reason of signing Colin Kaepernick. He said, I'll be the best NFL owner that you can imagine.
Good luck. Good luck. Mediocre quarterback.
Mediocre.
Exactly.
That's going some, I think. All right.
Well, so, no, he did have chops before it went south.
He was okay.
Yeah.
And Sound of Music went on, what is it, 3.5 hours? I went to a couple of parties yesterday afternoon and last evening, so when I got home, I turned on, you know, just to try to find the usual bill of fare,
mm-hmm.
and it was Christmas, and it's been Christmas for the past week or two, and pretty much this week you can expect to see lots of Christmas stuff, because that's what people have expected, and it kind of sets the tone a little bit. Oh, I don't know about you. How much Christmassy do you have the spirit yet, Victoria, Jennifer, Kara? What are you really feeling? What's your energy like?
My energy is, I couldn't sleep last night. It's Christmas week, and this is like my favorite week of the year, so I'm so excited. I've been watching all kinds of Christmas movies every single night, practically. So last night, Lewis and I watched Love Actually. That was our first showing of the season, so that's just kicks off the final week before Christmas, so we're very excited.
The elves are there. The elves are there. All right, Jen, I don't know Victoria's routine as well as I know yours, but... short of having that peppermint schnapps that you'll give me, or you did give me, well, what's happening there? You have a chance to do that on Christmas Eve.
I know. I've heard that you've been working behind my back with the head elf in charge, and I'm so glad.
Yes.
Doug's going to be spending Christmas Eve with us, so that'll be lots of fun. I love And I had my annual Christmas party this past week, and I had my ornament exchange. Doug, I think, did you make it to an ornament exchange?
To whom are you asking that?
You. Did you ever... I know you came to a Christmas party, but were we doing an ornament exchange when you were
no.
there?
No. Are you going to make me bring something to your house?
No, no, not on Christmas Eve. But every year, everybody brings a $10 ornament to my house. And then we do kind of like a white elephant. And I do dinner, and we just did that this past weekend. So it was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun.
No, I have not been to your house for that.
Well, we'll have to do that someday. You'll have to make it out. And you guys all should come because it's fun. And I had 32. Our parties have grown so much. 32 ornaments is what we started with. That's the most.
Really?
Yeah, we had a lot of ornaments this year. But it was fun. And so I feel like I'm in the Christmas spirit. You know, I was derailed a bit because the fires in Southern California and just some stuff.
Are they
pretty much
out now?
No, the Thomas Fire is raging out of control. There was a firefighter actually who worked for Cal Fire who passed away, and they did a 5-county procession with his body over the weekend. On every think about the scope of this for 5 counties from Santa Barbara down into, I believe, the Inland Empire or Orange County. On every freeway overpass, as they brought this guy home, they had fire trucks, ladder trucks, flashing lights, basically a parade, a procession, and it was something. It was something to be seen. I can't even. The images from it were amazing. My dad happened to be driving on the freeway. He was almost brought to tears by what he saw.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, that kind of stuff does get to you, especially under the circumstances. So that's a taste of what's happening as we get into it in this hour of the Monday program, 13 past the hour. People in the news up next. But first, a reminder about the MyPillow exchange. The exchange is you pay them, they'll send you a pillow. But you only have to pay them for one pillow. I just yesterday, you'll all get a kick out of this, I ordered 4 new pillows and paid for them. And so I'll get 8 pillows, and I give the kids new pillows. Miles has never really had a pillow. They have a little one that you can get for children. I ordered them for other people that are on the list. And so I put to a purpose what we have been suggesting here to people for the past month. And as we get closer to Christmas, it really brings things into focus, especially for people that you may want to really something neat and you haven't really thought of something that was really neat, this is the place to go. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. You buy one premium pillow, one premium MyPillow, and get a second one as a gift. This will last until Christmas. Again, the promo code is DJV. Buy one premium MyPillow and get one free with the promo code DJV. 60-day money-back guarantee. You are satisfied or you get your money back. That's Lindell's. That's his guarantee. The warranty is great. Patented fill lets you put the pillow just the way you like it. There's great customer service, as you will see when you go on the line. Here's a testimonial from a woman named Bobby Denver. She says, I bought a regular MyPillow and 2 travel-size pillows. They lived up to their name. You can believe what the advertising tells you. Wake up if you are looking to wake up without an uncomfortable back or neck, then wake up with a MyPillow. I wake up rested. When I go to bed, my head hits the pillow. I don't move. I go straight to sleep. No tossing, no turning, no trying to get comfortable. I've recommended these pillows to several friends, and they bought them. So I'm telling you, as my friend, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get 2 for the price of 1. Yeah, you'll get them before Christmas. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know there's going to be that one last-minute gift to buy. Maybe even a client gift. Well, Office Depot Office Max has got something you'll love. Get $20 off when you buy $100 of Office Depot Office Max gift cards. $20 off $100 instantly. Shop Office Depot Office Max for last-minute gifts. Taking care of business. Offer ends 12/23. Limit one per household or business. E-gift cards are excluded.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, 16 after the hour. This is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Senator McCain starts off the people list. He's gone back to Arizona. Now, this is the week that that tax bill is going to be voted on. So the fact that he's not going to participate in that is something that pretty much tells you what his story is. Yeah, at the moment, recovering from the chemo.
It's really heartbreaking because he had to go to the hospital, and tax vote aside, it would be nice to have him there if he could, but obviously I think people realize that this is a priority. But I was hearing someone say that the good news, or the good sign for McCain, is that he was actually able to get on an airplane and fly back to Arizona.
Yeah.
And if he had been in worse condition, he may not have been able to do that.
Right.
So I guess as we're speculating and trying to figure out what his exact situation is, that's a silver lining. But it doesn't. Just watching the reaction of Meghan McCain on The View, it's pretty heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's sad.
She also said, with regard to her father moving, quote, "If you're feeling charitable this Christmas, head for the cure or NBT Suites. Help find a cure for brain cancer. That's what I recommend." A lot of people do give, you know. A lot of people big time give to charity. Both my daughter and my sister know me very well. They give me, they donate money to Heifer International, which is something, if you don't know, that's, I think, other than the charity that's involved in my farm, which is an official sort of real charity, saving the farm. But this Heifer International thing, which is headquartered here in Massachusetts, is a very worthwhile enterprise.
I'm going to donate money this year to your heifers, to Victoria, to me, and to Kara.
Yeah, okay. Good for you.
It's my favorite charity.
By the way, speaking of the tax bill, there's such a thing as the postcard test. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, put it all on a postcard.
Yeah, and apparently, I know that Mr. Trump planned to try to figure out how to get everybody to send in their tax return on a postcard, but apparently that's not part of this tax bill.
He had already said that the simplification would be on a piece of paper instead of a postcard. I think having it on one sheet instead of multiple, it's going to help a lot of people not have to go to H&R Block or to have to find a tax preparer to do their taxes, which will be helpful.
So what I'm trying to figure out from this, Jennifer, there are some old breaks that got killed. There's some new ones that sprung up. The three individual tax brackets that were promised or whatever. But what is that we had before? I think it is. I don't even know because I'm always.
No, we had seven. It was seven or eight. Yeah.
And now
it's going to be three or four. And it's reducing that individual rate. This bill actually makes it even less than it was in the House and the Senate. It also increases by 1% the corporate tax rate from 20%, which was proposed, to 21% to bring in extra revenue.
Yeah.
And it seems that everybody, Marco Rubio was a holdout. He got additional funding for the individual child, or the child tax credit. And it also repeals the individual mandate, which I think a lot of people had issues with Obamacare. So that kind of frees people up to get insurance but not be penalized if they don't want to. And it looks like this thing will pass even without John McCain. The only question is Thad Cochran, who's also a senator who's been in bad health. So if he can make it back, then it looks good to go.
All right, that's a good summary. 21 after the hour, DJV show.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Yeah, we got drunk on Lost in the Boulevard. Taking pictures of people we thought were stars. It's easy to give in to your heart.
Kenny Chesney.
When you're drunk on Lost in Boulevard. When the song coming out of the speakers with the band that you had on your t-shirt. We were screaming cause all the streets were empty. And you kissed me and we were up all night. We were feeling so good. Yeah, we got a little higher than we probably should. We were.
Not a good song for Southern California fans there. Yeah, Jen. So, Chesney has expanded his hurricane relief efforts to cover pets. You may remember a couple of months ago he launched his Love for Love City Foundation. The hope was to raise money to help those in need following the hurricanes. He's got a home in the Virgin Islands, and after seeing the mess there, he felt compelled to help. He said, quote, "I've never seen anything so apocalyptic. My home was gone. It had been built really strongly. It had become a ghost of an island. Once we got past the anxiety of getting water to people and taking care of their basic needs, we contacted Big Dog Ranch in Florida and Island Dog Rescue in St. John. He said, next thing you know, we've got three or four planes going down there to get these animals, get them out, get them healthy, get them safe. He and his foundation has helped relocate 250 animals. So now, Victoria, because you're involved in that rescue in Puerto Rico, is this the one that you're connected to, or is this another one?
No, this is different. Our rescue is called Animal Lighthouse. And so we actually just brought a bunch of puppies that were born during the storm, and they're doing great, and they've all been adopted already. So I all the work that a lot of these people are doing with animal rescue is so wonderful. And Kenny Chesney, I think, has brought, I think, a couple hundred dogs and cats already to the mainland, and most of them have already been adopted. So it's wonderful to see everybody pitching in.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Cleaning up where he lives, which I think is so important for all of us to remember.
So what's who's the lady who's singing You Had Me From Hello There?
This is not the same song, but the one you were just listening to, Set the World on Fire, that was Pink.
Ah, okay.
Which I really, I love them together.
It's a great combo.
All right, next up, musically, is Luke Bryan, who
has teamed boyfriend.
With
Who's at my Christmas party this weekend?
No, really? Good for him.
Yeah, he and Blake came by, you know.
Very nice.
Can't keep him away from me.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Musicians on Call is the group launching the charity organization's new music pharmacy program in New York at the Lenox Hill Hospital. He was visiting the hospital during the release week of his sixth studio album, What Makes You Country, surprising patients with performances of his songs like Play It Again and Hunting, Fishing, and Loving Every Day. He's a big farm supporter as well. So he's pretty, from my point of view, he's pretty generous, Jennifer. He seems to be.
Yeah, he does a lot of country concerts and things for charity. And the fact that he actually brings it to a hospital and brings his music to people, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And he takes it all, it's all on his own time. Yeah, he might be getting some publicity out of it, but still pretty generous.
Giving tablet computers, each loaded with a subscription to Pandora Plus, paired with a set of Bose noise-canceling headphones at this hospital. Musicians on Call brings live and recorded music to the bedsides of healthcare facilities, and the music pharmacy is intended to help make patients more comfortable, speeding along their recovery. So, good for him. And a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to Luke Bryan. Merry Christmas to Kenny Chesney. Merry Christmas to you from the DJ Veers at 28 past the hour.
Girl from Jackson.
Fly at the same time. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once there was a group of birds who learned how to work together when the hunter threw his net over them. They would fly off in sync and be saved. But then one day, one bird accidentally stepped on another bird, and the one who was stepped on was so angry that he began to argue with the other, even though the other one tried to apologize. Soon, birds began to take sides, so that by the time the hunter threw his net on the birds again, and the one side suggested that they all fly off together, those from the other side said, "No, you fly off first." But the other side just argued. They all argued, in fact. That is, until the hunter easily caught them in his net. When you don't work with others to solve anger, you're in the mess of anger with them. To learn to fly at the same time with the people in your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Research has shown that screen time has an effect on children's health. That's why the American Academy of Pediatrics announced new recommendations last fall for children's media use.
When you are sedentary, spending time in front of media, it displaces time that would otherwise be active time. So we worry about a known correlation between screen time, sedentary activity, and increases in body mass index for children of all ages.
For children 18 months and younger, pediatrician Nusheen Aminadine says the guidelines recommend no screen time. For kids between 18 months and 2 years of age,
that's where the finesse comes in a little bit. If parents want to use interactive apps or do something more with children, we found that there's a benefit to them watching with children and this is the key point, reteaching afterwards.
She says there has to be that interactive component. Otherwise, there is very little, if any, educational benefit. For more information,
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Four after the hour, Monday, the 18th of December. Today is Look for an Evergreen Day. Look for an Evergreen Day, originally established by the National Arborist Association to create a day to appreciate the beauty of these trees outside the confines of merely being with glittering lights and ornaments in your home. Even the depths of winter allow these noble trees to keep their foliage. You see them with the snow. It's really very, or the sort of frostbite that they get this time of year was yesterday. I have to send you a picture, Victoria, that you can post on the site. I left the house yesterday a little before 8, and I was dressed with four layers of things and had a hat thing on because I had to get on the tractor. And it was, when I got up yesterday morning, it was 7 degrees. It warmed up to 17 degrees. It's 14 here now. It's going up to 29 today.
Wow, you guys must be getting a crazy cold spell because it's going to be a lot warmer in New York.
Right. Well, it's supposed to warm up to the 40s by Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
But if you look at that Montreal Express, that sort of curved jet stream that's blowing across the country, it's really very cold.
I've driven on that once. Woo!
Have you?
Montreal Express. Wow.
Yeah, we're going to be in the mid-40s today, 50 tomorrow. Yeah.
What an outrage. Who do I speak to about that?
It looks like Christmas Day might be in the 50s.
Yeah, there you go. All the snow goes away. More people in the news. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have set their wedding date. Oh, okay, so you guys are all excited about that. So
you love this entire... You're getting so into this whole royal wedding thing.
Yeah.
You are.
I think that there's a good lesson in this as to how the world is changing. Maybe as much as anything else. And how younger people are casting away things, traditions, that don't make... Some traditions are great. Some traditions make no sense and have no value. And I think some of the things that were expected from royals are not part of, the two of them living together. I wondered, when we were talking about that last week, did William live with Kate before they got married?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. No. I wonder if it's a matter of practicality, though. Do you think it's just easier to... because now she's so... she was much more high profile than even Kate in her previous life. And now she goes in and everybody's looking at her because she's going to be the next Duchess or whatever her title will be. Do you think it's practical and for security reasons?
Wonder if it's because she's American, so she doesn't have, family or a house over there that she could stay at. So it's probably easier for them to for her to live there than to get her own place, and they have to give her security.
I mean, clearly they're not doing the horizontal mambo yet.
Oh,
I mean, who would
please
before
not.
Marriage? No.
Huh? Did I miss something?
Huh?
All right, let's see. We have Rocker, the latest people to be consumed by the whatever it is that we want to call this whole fiasco here. With who's zooming whom, there's a lot of contention as to who's going to replace Matt Lauer. Chris Matthews, arrogant SOB, he's gotten his. So does that mean he gets fired by MSNBC? What does that mean?
I don't know about that one. He's such a pompous...
Oh, he really
I don't
is.
Like him.
That's what I say. I guess I don't know the whole circumstance, but yeah, NBC paid someone off to make their claim go away.
Yeah.
But they kept him. But that was in the old days. So now do they come back around and have to let him go? Who knows?
Yeah. He really is an arrogant SOB. Mm-hmm. I've been
Gene
around
Simmons
here.
Was the latest?
No. Yeah, Simmons has been sued
which
for
is
sexual
not
harassment.
Surprising because the comments he was making to me when I met him about a year ago. Yeah. See
where that would go. And it was a radio person who went after him as well. So it goes on.
Yeah.
And the suit was filed at L.A. Superior Court. Say it again, Doug. Court.
It's the coat.
Based on what happened during an interview at the Rock Brew restaurant in Highland,
Rock
California.
Bruce. Yeah, that's where
I'm
yeah, haven't
opening
you
that
him there, too? Was this actually you, Jen?
It might be me.
Really?
No, it's not me.
And then there's
I laughed.
A lady.
I laughed with them when he was making inappropriate cut. I just laughed.
Yeah. And then there's a lady in Chicago.
Because I knew if he'd touch me, I'd break his finger.
There you go. Or something worse. This woman, Trish Biondo, had a problem. But I'm trying to figure this out. She said that as a jock, she was somehow put in a compromising position by the people that she worked with. You can go around this. The radio business has been replete with this stuff for decades. There's not anything different. It's just now the people need to clean up their act. And that's the case with all of it, whether it's sports, whether it's politics, whether it's the movies, whatever it is, clean up your act, you pigs. That's basically what the message is, and these things keep coming out of the woods. The problem that I see with this, and I had this conversation at a party yesterday, that there's a danger that there's that it could go beyond where it is and absorb people that somebody may just have a number for. And that's what's got to be. You got to be very careful about that, because a lot of this stuff has brought people down immediately. But if you do your work and you find that there's credibility to it, and it's a private circumstance, it isn't like you got to go to court unless you're going to be Gloria. And I saw Lisa Bloom, her daughter, all over the place this weekend. But
she's,
I don't remember.
Almost been ruined.
Yeah.
She got in big trouble with the Harvey Weinstein thing because Lisa Bloom, the daughter of Gloria Allred, was like her mother and used to take on all of these women's causes. But what's ruined it for her is that she was actually involved working with Harvey Weinstein, defending him, and then also helping to intimidate the women that came out against Harvey. And she's had a really hard time, to the point where even Gloria sort of separated herself away from her own daughter because she thought it was not an advisable career move. Obviously, and so she's had some trouble kind of rebuilding her brand lately.
Yeah. So there's a lot of that stuff around. All right, I don't think there's any more of it that we need to. Well, there's one other one, and I think this speaks to something, and I don't remember whether we talked about this on the air or off the air. Myra Sorvino, who disappeared, it would seem, and everybody wondered why, because she's a talented actress, daughter of Paul Sorvino, came from an acting family, and now you know why. Because she was blacklisted by Harvey Weinstein because she wouldn't. And Ashley Judd was, too. Peter Jackson, the director, says that when he pitched plans for The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, he wanted to use both Sorvino and Ashley Judd, but the Weinstein brothers said, no, you don't want to work with them. They're too difficult. And the only thing they were difficult about was telling Weinstein to keep it in his pants. So their career, Ashley Judd doesn't seem to have affected her, but I think Myra Sorvino.
It kind of did, though. I think Ashley Judd would have been bigger than she was, for sure. Yeah.
Well, for heaven's sakes, Myra Sorvino won an Oscar, for God's sakes.
Yep.
So.
And she put up with Woody Allen, so you think she'd be able to to put up with Harvey Weinstein. But
she wrote on her Twitter account, just seeing this after I awoke, I burst out crying. There it is, confirmation that Harvey Weinstein derailed my career, something I suspected but was unsure about. Thank you, Peter Jackson, for being honest. I'm just heartsick. And Ashley Judd basically said the same thing. So, there's a, you know, these pigs, man. How do they, what's the punishment? Okay, so he's been tossed from the business, but the guy's got tons of dough.
He's going to get tossed in jail. The NYPD, the NYPD, the LAPD, and the London police. What are the London police again?
What, the Bobbies?
No, the, whatever their name is. Anyway, they're all three of those departments. Yeah, the London police. They're all looking into claims against Harvey Weinstein. I can't imagine that at least one of those wouldn't come through.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe he is that big and powerful still. Who knows?
No. I don't think he's got any power at all, frankly, anymore. Sports coming up in a matter of moments. First, though, a way for you to keep yourself tuned up. It's Christmas time. People's immune system is down because their excitement factor is up. They're eating all the wrong things. Hello, here I am. All the wrong things. And so it sort of takes its toll on your body. So what a perfect time for you to sign up for the free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Yes, you have heard me correctly. Past few weeks, hundreds of people have signed up for a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. You be one of them. Purity Products, 800-355-1493. Ladies, you're taking yours. This is Dr. Doug, practicing without a license, suggesting Jennifer and Victoria and Kara take their Krill Omega 50 Plus, even though they are not. The suggestion of 50 Plus is that it's for people over the age of 50. But people who get up early in the morning, who burn the candle at both ends, Jennifer, and all the sorts of things that go on in our lives, make this a necessity. So, ladies, do what your Uncle Dougie suggests. Take your Krill Omega 50 Plus every day. All right, you're going to do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, listen to that enthusiasm. Yes.
How do we get it? 800.
You what?
How do we get it?
Oh, you're asking me. Oh, I should probably get that number again.
Right.
800-355. Thank you, Jennifer. 800-355-1493. Free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. It is going to promote your cardiovascular health. Dr. Ken loves this because of its impact on your cardiovascular system, your heart, the way the blood gets around in your body, up to your brain, especially into your muscles. That's what the fish oil does in the krill omega 50. That's what the omega does. And then there's the krill oil. It's great for your joints. So be comfortable. In 7 days, you will feel much differently. It's a guaranteed product. In this circumstance, you don't have to worry about the guarantee because they want to send you a bottle free. Krill Omega 50 Plus. It'll work. It's a great idea. Take advantage of the opportunity to get a free bottle now. 800-355-1493. Pay a little bit of shipping, and that's it. Your free bottle is at 800-355-1493.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about GEICO, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Get to some of the sports news. Victoria, there is a note here from the mother. I remember when my mother used to send notes to school about me, when the teachers would send notes home. So this is the quarterback in question is Marcus. Is it Mariota? I don't know.
Mariota.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the rest of the story?
Well, suffering an upsetting loss, obviously, is difficult for anyone to do, especially if you're the quarterback of the team. And then right immediately after losing, you have to talk to sports reporters. And everybody's just there to do their job. But it turns out Marcus Mariota and his Tennessee Titans had a very strained press conference after a big loss last week. And you can see in the video that Marcus Mariota was not nice or forthcoming with answers. And so when he faced the press a few days later, he began his remarks with what appeared like to be a very humble apology for his impoliteness following the previous week's game's presser. And it turns out his mother had seen his press conference the first time and was none too pleased that her son was being rude to reporters, loss or no loss, and so she compelled him to issue a heartfelt apology. And of course, fans took to social media noticing that this was a big change in attitude from Marcus Mariota and saying that it was nice to know that even he can't escape his mother's wrath, even though he's a multi-millionaire athlete. But
Mom
still has an influence.
Hi, Jennifer. What's going on with the quarterback in Saints land?
Yeah, Drew Brees and his wife Brittany unveiled a new playground at Audubon Park in New Orleans that offers inclusive recreational opportunities for children and adults of all abilities and disabilities. It's located at the front of the park near St. Charles Avenue, which is it's called the new Walnut Street Playground. It provides wheelchair-accessible equipment and promotes interactive physical, cognitive, visual, and hearing experiences. The plaque is dedicated to the Brees' four children, as well as the children of New Orleans. Drew Brees and made this announcement and said, Brittany and I are honored to bring this playground to Audubon Park. As the first fully inclusive playground of its kind in New Orleans, we wanted to create an experience where people of all ages and abilities can play side by side. We hope families will enjoy this play environment for years to come. That's pretty cool. The Walnut Street Shelter also has undergone a full renovation, including handicap accessible paths, new restrooms, and even a roof replacement.
I love Drew Brees. Such a good guy.
Bob Costas gets the Ford Frick Award from the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. That's interesting as well. 10 before the hour.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft.
I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, with Victoria Keenan checking out some of the news, the most Googled recipes for the year. That'll be interesting. Top 10, big voice announcer will take his place. And some same-day delivery service news coming up, brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter. Those of you who have businesses, whether they're technological businesses, whatever your business, you'll be happy to know that the hunt now continues. Matter of fact, I've said this last couple of weeks, there are so many people who are looking for new jobs, so much talent out there. Aren't you happy that you have access to ZipRecruiter? You don't have access to ZipRecruiter? What in the world? Okay, let's make sure you get that access by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. What's going to happen? You will be able to use this tool, this great tool, free. The first time around, ZipRecruiter, unlike other hiring sites, doesn't depend on the candidates finding you. They're there, and it finds them. So if you have your resume posted at ZipRecruiter, or in any of these, there are hundreds of these job boards around, you can have access to them with just one click. If you're a business looking for a new potential star, then go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use the facilities there. What a great bit of software. And that's why they're so different, because they put you together right away with the talent that's out there that has their resume So the right, the person is, you know, find perfection here. 80% of the people get a star they can hire in the first day using ZipRecruiter. Use it free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so, Victoria, we have Target starting same-day delivery service. This looks, this, how are they going to do this without Amazon?
Well, this is competition for Amazon. This is really big. Target bought the Alabama-based delivery startup called Shipt, and they spent $550 million in an all-cash transaction. That's a lot of dough. Yeah. And so Shipt is actually a really interesting company. They have 20,000 personal shoppers that go, that work with various retailers, and then they deliver to you within a few hours, and it's in more than 72 markets right now. The thing that's really interesting about Shipt, they skipped the coast. So people always think, oh, in New York or L.A. or Chicago, you can get everything you want delivered the same day. Their business model was to do it all in the middle, where there are no big cities. And so that's kind of been an interesting approach that they've had. And so now Target stores will have this service available, same-day delivery, or you can actually pick a window for your delivery.
Yeah.
And they're saying that right now they're going to launch it in about half of the Target stores across the country, and by 2019, it'll be in every Target store. And so basically this shopper walks up and down the aisle for you. You order online, and then they text you, and they say, hey, do you need anything else? And it's an actual live human
smart
being, so it's
stuff,
great for
man.
Jobs, too.
It's very smart.
It's excellent.
Yeah, very smart. All right, so let's see. What else have we got here? The most Googled recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Take time out for food news here. All right, I'll be the big voice tonight. You have 10 of these, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
According to Google, these are, and now, these are not necessarily Christmas recipes. These have been all through the year Googled, right?
Correct. This is the most Googled recipes for the entire year.
Number 10.
Hash brown casserole. Have not heard of hash brown casserole, but hey, I guess a lot of people are curious about it.
I like hash browns. Number 9.
Yams, and how to cook yams and various recipes involving yams. Yams had a big year, apparently, at number 9.
Number 8.
This one I'm guilty of. About a month ago, I actually Googled how to boil a hard-boiled egg. And so, number 8, hard-boiled eggs. Apparently, even though it is very simple, a lot of people needed to figure out how to actually make hard-boiled eggs.
So how long are you supposed to boil them?
Well, see, that's the thing. There's a lot of conflicting information. Some say 6 minutes, some say 12. And there's a big difference in the middle there.
I always go for 9, so somewhere in the middle.
There you go, Kara. I should have just texted you instead of Googling.
Right. Number 7.
Pork chops. How to cook pork chops.
Huh? Number 6.
Chicken parm. Now, this is one I can get behind. I love chicken parm. So, chicken parm, people want the recipe for it. Apparently, Olive Garden has gotten onto this.
These chicken, put some tomato, breadcrumbs, and cheese.
What is the big deal? Yeah. I guess it's because you have to do it in different steps. You have to pan fry the chicken before you bake it with the sauce, so it's multiple steps.
I can figure all these out myself. Number 5.
Zucchini recipes related to spiralized zoodles. That's the big trend right now with food. You take zucchini, you use your spiralizer, and you make noodles out of it, so it's no carbs, and it's a lot healthier than using pasta.
Really? All right, number 4.
This one clearly was right out of Thanksgiving. How to brine a turkey. This was very popular. I had 2 brined turkeys this year for Thanksgiving.
Number 3.
Corn casserole.
Number 2.
Apple crisp recipe.
Of course. Number 1.
Beef stroganoff recipe.
Yakabunga. All right. So there you go. The top 10.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.